Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Bunch of walkies, you're walking in, Paul, and the fans have spoken this week, about 2,000 of them, and he's the top of the pops in terms of players they'd like to see on the concourse and the Sir Ralph Ramsey stand. As someone who grew up obviously in Scottish football, yeah, and saw him playing, what did he mean to you as a player?
It's funny because I was brought up in the era with Walkie, Dalglish, Souness, Hansen, all them guys, and the Scottish team was really, really good at that time. John Robertson, people like that. As I said, Dalglish, Hansen, go through them all, Souness, Wark, McKean, Strachan, go through them all, they had a right, right good side. And Wark, with his amount of goals he scored. But it's funny because I was having this conversation with somebody else the other day there. When I was growing up, you could virtually name that whole Ipswich team. Same way I could do the Nottingham Forest team in the 80s, the European Cup teams. And Ipswich team was a team that you could rhyme it off in your sleep. That's how good they were. And Warkie, if his goal scoring was 36 goals, whatever it was, for centre midfield, dear, oh dear, you'd love to know what it would be in the market today. The game's different, but the ball's still the same shape and the goals are still the same size. And to get that amount of goals, that's just a phenomenal thing. And as I said, I have a laugh about him with the escape to victory thing. He had two lines and they were dubbed, which I just find incredibly funny, being Scottish, because people think we talk funny up there, you know. And even the movie, I can still see him in the movie, you know, the moustache, handlebar moustache and things like that, you know. But even when he comes in here, he's absolutely brilliant. And my God, if you had a player like that on your hands in this given day, I can understand why fans talk about him, hold him in the highest regard. And I got asked the question myself, if one player I could take to put in the team at the minute, and no disrespect by Terry and Mick Mills and people like that, and Russell Osman or anything like that, because they were all brilliant in their day, I went for Wark myself, but just because he could score the amount of goals.
You mentioned his market value there, which is difficult to put a price on. Yeah. We were talking to him last week about what he might potentially get paid if he was a player today, yeah, doing what he did back then.
Oh, dear, oh dear. Put it this way, I don't think he would have to work again.
He wouldn't be working for us, would he?
No, he wouldn't. No. Oh, dear. I don't mind if you're a top player, get as much as you can at the game, because it's a short career, and if you're a top player, and you've earned it. But I think Walkie was in an era where, same as myself, where winning was the most important thing. To win trophies was incredibly important to you as a footballer. The money, I think, took over a good bit of the game. But I think the great Liverpool team he played with as well, as I said, that team as well, you could round that off. The great team he played in here in the 80s, his market value and his what he'd be worth would be phenomenal, you know. The only thing I've got against him is he does an ambassador role here, and then he takes a blue tie off and puts a red one on, and he's up to Anfield, you know. But he's brilliant. I think I love him to death. I think he's been brilliant since we've come in, and I think as an iconic figure for the club, he's first class.
Well, you mentioned the red tie there. I was going to say, is he welcome here on days like today after Celtic's result last night, and the fact that
he'll be gloating. Oh no, I forgot about that. Do you know that he'll be gloating for Funham? You know, we have a wind up anyway when he comes in, because he's a big Rangers man. It's the only thing wrong with Butcher and Work, the Rangers man, you know. So I need to do something with that. So he gloats. Do I think Rangers will win the title? I think no. I think it's going to be too much for him. I think Celtic will win it. If Wark is in the day, I've got no doubt we'll probably have a little wind up with the Celtic result. But no, he's a big Rangers man, and I think that's the only thing wrong with him, is a Rangers man.
Can we look ahead to Saturday? How's your town squad looking? Obviously, there's going to be a couple of notable absentees, including Caden Jackson. After the red card, you decided not to appeal.
I don't think we could, because I think the footage wasn't conclusive of that we could appeal. Are you with it? I don't think it. And you've really got to prove the referee wrong. Like, it was wrong. I couldn't see enough footage to to go against it, and you didn't want to risk a rule of maybe getting another game on top of it. So different if the game was on TV or a Sky game, you might have got different angles, but I couldn't see whether it was intentional or no intentional. Kane said it wasn't, but that's word against word. You've got to have that evidence of footage. Kane is not that type of player. That's the thing I get, I don't get. He's not that type of player to get his way and stamp on somebody or hurt somebody.
You must be gutted to be missing, you know, some key, well, every game's key, isn't it, between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, but that's for disappointing, and it's somebody else's fortune to go and try and perform. So, yeah, it's a blow, James and Caden out, but it's a chance for somebody else to go and perform.
We have got another recognised striker, obviously, in Freddie Sears. Yeah. Teddy Bishop can play as well, but how close are they to perhaps starting and maybe playing the full 90 minutes?
Well, two of them have done great to get back to where they are. Freddie was absolutely brilliant for us when we first came in, then he gets injured with his knee. Bish, as you probably know a lot better than I do, has been big talent, up and down with his injuries, but huge talent, but you've got to play for somebody to recognise how good you can be. So if we can keep the two of them fit, they're not too far away from games. I think that's important, and the big thing is for me, for them to be fit and healthy for the remainder of it and staying on the pitch. Freddie's, I think, in a really good place. Bish, because he's had the stop-start thing with it, hopefully, touch wood, he's going to be okay.
Is it one of those with Freddie where you don't actually know until he does do it? You talked last week post-match against Oxford about, you know, really having to go for it. Do you kind of have to do that with your selection now and take risks?
Yeah, but I wouldn't take a risk of somebody's health. I wouldn't do that. I think that's unfair to the player. It's unfair to the club as well and the teammates. Have a chat with the lads and see where they are. I wouldn't take a risk of somebody's health. Never have done, and I never will. If the guys are fit and they tell me they're fit and they feel good, the big thing for me will, when Freddie gets a right good tackle and he walks up and he bounces up and he goes again, then I think, yeah, he's definitely come through that. Because you've got to remember that injury is a bad injury. But yeah, so far he's had little knocks, but no one real crunching one where you thought he's going to get back up from that. So that's, I guess, that will always be the one that he's probably waiting for himself.
Mm. And at the other end of the pitch, how's Kane Vincent Young progressing each week, and is he getting close to maybe being included in the matchday squad at some point soon?
Well, he's on the grass with Danny. The two of them are doing really well. They're the physios and the fitness guys, so they're doing really well. Kicking balls as well, Kane. The good thing about Kane is he's a naturally fit lad. His game time will be way down, but he's a naturally fit guy. And again, kicking the balls a bonus, because that was obviously giving him problems. But he's in a good place, so we'll just monitor him next week as well.
Mm. In terms of Blackpool, since you last played a 2-2 draw, they've obviously had changes. Simon Grayson, who looked to be getting things right there, has left the club.
It's crazy. Football's crazy. Cause I thought Simon was doing a good job, but up until then, how long do you keep managers? Keep changing. It's no healthy. But Blackpool made that choice. I'm pretty sure Simon been in the game long enough to know what it's like with it. But I found it a strange one, because I didn't really think it was justified, that, you know, the strange one.
What's it going to take for Town in terms of top six? 11 games to go. Is it what are you looking at? 6-7 wins, and are you confident that the lads can achieve that, given kind of, you know, the dip we've seen in recent months?
Absolutely. I think the guys, we're still well in the mix. We have to break that barrier of the fear factor at home. Definitely have to get that. The waveform has been really, really good. You have to break the barrier at home. Where, but football wise, as I said before, I've watched the Oxford game with four clear cut chances to put the ball in net, and we lose the first goal where they attack, really. We had four great chances, and we'd have that Domus, you've got to score. That's in a nutshell. When we play well like that, you've got to score at that moment. If you don't do that, it puts pressure on everybody. So we have to take our chances. We've got to give that freedom. The lads have got to have the freedom to go and play, to make mistakes, which is fine. but you've got to be able to handle the expectancy level. I said that before, you've got to handle that expectancy level. But football wise, especially the first half, it was the same at Sunderland. First half total dominant. You've got to score when you're on top.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Is the galling thing about this season, Paul, that you've got yourself in such a good position? You were top towards the end of January. Kind of blown away the relegation hangover, got off to a good start, and now to kind of be chasing your tail a little bit to get into the playoffs is disappointing, isn't it?
Aye, but I said to you at the beginning, there's going to be bumps and bruises along here. I was never carried away because we've only really come out of the top six just the other week there. Been in the top six all season. So I knew we were doing really, really well, but I knew there was twists and turns going to happen. I knew we was never going to be able to sustain the start because it's a tough, tough league. I knew injuries and the amount of games we had, but we're still in a position to do something, make it ourselves. We don't need to rely on anybody else. We're still in a position. And as a football player, manager, coach, you want things in your own hands. And if you've got that, that's half the battle.
Have you got a number of wins in mind that you think you need from these last 11?
I think we just take them off game by game. Go to this one, try and win this. Try and win Tuesday, try and win Saturday. I think that's the way we do that. If you say that the guys, you want the guys to be free in their head to play. Just go and have the freedom to go and play. Just don't worry about anything else. Just go and enjoy playing football. You do that, the results will come.
What has been the biggest factor, do you think, in going from first to ninth in a short space of time? If you could, is there a number of factors? Would you put your finger on one thing?
I think expectancy level of the club. Because football wise, you've came a lot of the games. We've dominated a hell of a lot of games. You've got to score when you've got that dominance. The level of expectancy, especially being at home with so many people coming, some of the guys are not used to it, but you can go through experienced guys with that as well. So you have to be used to that pressure of trying to win something. Football wise, there's been a hell of a lot of good stuff, chances, incredible. That's just fine margins, that is. That's, if you take care of that, then you'll be up there.
Do you sense that sort of expectation levels that are weighing on your squad as a whole? You've said whether it be senior players or young players, none of them have really experienced this sort of promotion pressure before. Do you sense that they're feeling that, and will they be better for it?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happens this
year? I think, Stuart, I think without a doubt, the way I view it, Swiss Town is when. Even if I wasn't here and I was coming to the stadium as somebody to watch a game, when I'd done an interview there in the 80s, you knew that Ipswich Town was a huge club. You knew the size of the stadium, you knew the level of what you're coming into. So when you sign here or you play here, you have to be able to handle that whole scenario where that's what comes with it. That's what comes to the table where you play here, you have to handle that. So for me, it's not a problem because I played with big clubs and I knew I had that all my life, this sort of feeling. So, but for these guys, it's new. A lot of these guys, even experienced guys, it's new for them. Big club, big fan base, big expense level, that's new. But once you master that, you virtually go through anything. It's just having that initial. And to answer your question, will they be better for it? 100% will be, yeah.
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 With going back to your team selection for tomorrow, without Caden, with Freddie and Teddy both getting their fitness up, does that open the door perhaps for one of the younger lads? Dobra springs to mind, that someone that you'd given a bit of game time to earlier in the season.
What I don't want to do with the young ones is heap that pressure on and rely on the young ones to grasp the net, or as I said. Different if we were a team full of totally experienced guys, but we've got a lot of young guys as well. When I was breaking in, I had most experienced guys to help me. Playing. If Dobbs comes in, or other guys, Ben Morris or Tommy Hughes, they've all been doing great, the kids. Doing really, really well. They've got young guys to help them as well. Flynn, Bishop, they're all young. They're all youngish kind of guys. So that's where it'd only be unfair. But I'd have a problem with playing Dobra or any of the guys. No, because I've done it. I've done it with them. But what I don't want to do is just say, okay, young kid's in and he's playing and you're the one that's going to catapult us up the league. That's a bit unfair on him, you know.
Yeah, I guess on the flip side, you can get the fearlessness of youth.
You can get that, yeah. You can definitely get, without a doubt, you can get that. It's one of the ones you judge. I don't have a problem with Dobra because I think his mentality is very strong. With it, I think all the kids, most of them, I think they play without fear just because of the way they are here. You know.
Mm-hmm. No other injuries or knocks or anything from last weekend. How's Flynn? Because he was feeling his groin, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think he just slipped middle of the pitch, wasn't it? I think he just slipped with it, so he's okay. I think there's one or two little knocks, but I think we'll assess them small and see how they are.
And were you sort of with the suspension? Does that make you think about your system or anything like that? You're going to stick to what you've been trying to do. You've always said it's about us.
Yeah.
And what you do.
Well, we had a chat with the guys and we spoke to them, and everybody's assumption is put the ball in the net, regardless of whether it's strikers, midfielders, or defenders. Because the football they've been playing is we enjoyed the football, and we're on top like that. You've got to score, so there's not too much wrong the way we're playing. It's just taking the chances where event comes to you. You've got to be more ruthless in that box.
Is there enough goals now in this team? Because that's your two top goal scorers now. They've contributed between James and Caden. Have contributed most of your goals.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You confident enough that there's enough throughout the rest of the squad?
We'll make chance. Without a doubt, we'll create things. Without a doubt, now you need guys to really hit the money shot, really. Whether it's Freddie coming back or Bush coming back or Will coming back, or these guys have to score as well. And not just the guys, you've got to get more goals for everybody else. You can't just rely on your forwards to score, but we'll certainly create, I know that. We've just got to take the chances when they come.
Well, just finally, confident you'll finish in the top six still?
I always am.
Yeah.
Always am. We've got everything to play for. There's a lot of games to play. As I said before, let's see what happens come May.
Yeah, great.
All right, thanks.
Is it now the top six? Is the top two beyond you now?
Nah, you go for Everton. You go for Everton. Until somebody mathematically says it's impossible, you go for it. So if we can get a top two, great. You go on a run, great. There's going to be a hell of a lot of twists and turns in this league before anything decides. So you never give up. You never give up until somebody says, nah, it's not possible. You know.
And you mentioned Dobra and Ben Morris. I think Ben Morris obviously is similar sort of position fitness-wise to Freddie Sears.
Same, yeah. Long time out, yeah. The kids have had really bad injuries as well, you know. It's been some horrific ones here that's happened. So their time scale, it's not just been a few weeks, it's been nearly a year the kids have been out, you know.
But I mean, they could get a chance from the bench at this sort of period with strikers out, and if they get it, there's a chance for them, isn't there?
That's that. And it's they always say somebody's misfortune, somebody's gain. It's that's football. That's how it kind of works. So but do you have a problem with the kids? No, because I know exactly what I see with them here. I watch them train with us at certain times, and they all step up to the plate. They all do really, really well. So, yeah, but I don't have a problem with them playing.
And then that got a caretaker manager at the moment. How does that work with the squad? Do squads take to caretaker managers, or are they kind of waiting for new men to be the permanent manager to be appointed? Is it a different atmosphere around the squad?
I don't really know how they would feel, whether they think this is what it is, or wait for somebody else to come in. I'm never quite sure. I guess if the team loses, the easy answer is, oh, don't have a manager. If a team wins, well, they say, okay, this guy's good. So I guess they'll probably blow with the wind, you know.
You know David
Dunne? I know Dunne, yeah. I know him. He was at Blackburn. He was a nice guy. He done the kids up there at Blackburn. He's done. He's a good guy.
And we've been talking about Jack Lancaster for a little while. Where's he?
Doing well. He's dear. What a injury that was as well. He's doing all right. He's on the grass and he's out there, but he's not getting any pain. I think for the first time in a long, long while, which is great. So I don't think you'll see Jack until next season, in the pre-season, I think. But he's doing, the pain's not there, which is a massive, massive thing for him.
All right, thank you.
All right, cheers. See you later on. See you later.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.